It turns out that our propensity to walk upright may have evolved much, much earlier than we thought, like 6 million years earlier.
That was really surprised us, and I was several weeks and months very skeptical about it.
Madeleine Boume from the University of Tübingen in Germany led a team of paleontologists that discovered fossils of several apes, apes that walked the Earth nearly 12 million years ago. But these were hardly your average apes.
When we start to investigate the complete material, we, of course, expect to find a lot of great ape or, to say, chimpanzee, gorilla-like morphologies. But absolutely contrary to this expectation, we found much more similarities to humans than to living great apes.
The hips, knees, and feet of these apes were well-suited for walking, but their long forearms and curved fingers also suggest they were multi-skilled. These apes could also climb trees.
We have evidence for four individuals, one male, two females, and one juvenile. The best partial skeleton is a male skeleton. And the male skeleton shows us evidence from many parts of the body. We have vertebrae, which are very important in investigating this bipedalism. We have bones from the arms, from the fingers, from the legs. So we could, in one individual, investigate several functionally very important joints.
These very important joints are rocking evolutionary assumptions. Until this new discovery, the remains of apes that walk upright had only been found dating back 6 million years, and also only in Africa. So again, this new discovery nearly doubles the recorded history of primates that walked on 2 feet. The remains were excavated between 2015 and 2018. Madeleine Boume's research was published yesterday in the scientific journal Nature. The species, named Danuvius, also suggests a wrinkle in Darwinian evolution. Early human ancestors may not have resembled modern apes as much as we thought, says Boume.
We diverge from a common ancestor who is neither a chimp and neither a human. He is Danuvius.
And if Danuvius guggenmosi, that's the full name of the species, is too hard to remember or pronounce, you can just call the male ape by his other name, Udo.
The most famous German rock singer, musician is Udo Lindenberg.
Madeleine Boume says Udo gives us a broader view of early human evolution.
Both in time, because now we have to look in the last 12 million years, which double the timeline of human evolution, and it will also increase the geographical area where human evolution has been happening.
So to all the paleontologists out there, keep on digging.